So the gut microbiome in birds is very dynamic, and it usually tends to change, especially as they age. So, for example, based on our extensive database that contains over 70,000 microbiome samples, we have seen that there is, in general, a pattern that is associated with good bird performance and indicates that that microbiome is mature. So what we typically see is that signals for Proteolytic bacteria and lactate-producing bacteria start high, and as they age, there is an abrupt drop in the proteolytic bacteria levels with a slow decrease in the lactate-producing bacteria. And that lactase-producing population will generally generate metabolites that will cross-feed with the short-chain fatty acid-producing bacteria that will then tend to increase with age. And that switch to a microbiome that is richer in SCFA-producing bacteria typically suggests that that microbiome is more mature in broilers, and that is because it indicates a good cicada development and production of beneficial metabolites in the gut. And having that microbiome maturation done early is very important to set the birds up for success in later phases and also help with performance in overall health. Many factors can influence the microbiome development in young birds, such as management, the pre-existing litter microbiome, and nutrition, among others. And despite having evidence of how these factors affect the microbiome in the literature, there's still a disconnect between what we're seeing in the gut and what we're seeing in the performance. And I think most importantly, there's still a disconnect on how we can transform and apply this information in the field. So this gap is what led us to develop Galien. So Galien is our AI-powered microbiome intelligence platform. And what we do with it is that we're able to assess the gut health status of that flock and create actionable insights that are related to changes not only in nutrition, but also management and overall health. And with Galien, we collect non-invasive sampling, and we analyze that information, making sure that we are evaluating the biomarkers that are tied to performance. So with that, we use the knowledge and generate recommendations to our customers and help them make informed decisions when trying to take their flocks to the next level. We conducted a study that was a database exploration exercise, and that included five different nutrition research trials. And we wanted to identify what microbiome biomarkers were associated with changes in the crude protein levels of the diet. So for that study, we had two groups, one with a lower crude protein diet and one with a higher crude protein diet. And what we saw is that the group with the lower crude protein diet had a shift where we see a decrease in the lactate-producing bacteria, cross-feeding, and an increase in the short-chain fatty acid-producing bacteria. So that indicates that there was a better maturation of that microbiome. Whereas in the higher crude protein group, we saw signals for lactate-producing bacteria that remained elevated even at later ages. So we didn't see that shift happen. So that indicates that that microbiome was a little less mature. So in that study, we also saw that for the high crude protein levels, Campylobacter jejuni, which is one of the microbiome biomarkers that we assessed, was very high in two time points and was higher than the lower crude protein groups. So by knowing this information, we're then able to provide recommendations to our customers. So, for example, if we use this study, when we look into the high crude protein group, we could add more fiber to the starter diet to promote more the SCFA producing bacteria. And we could also use, for example, postbiotics or some type of essential oils. And when we look into the Campylobacter situation, again, in this high crude protein group, and Campylobacter is a proteolytic bacteria, we could then use other nutritional concepts. So, for example, you could use precision nutrition and reduce the crude protein levels with supplementation of crystalline amino acids. And so we would have less intact protein reaching the hindgut and serving as substrate for this bacteria. So with Galien, we're able to see what's happening in the gut, modulate that through actionable insights that we are able to generate, and then help the animals perform to their full potential. I believe that the main impact that Galien has on the field and the decision making process of the producers is just by giving in more knowledge, but not only the knowledge, but also what to do to tweak that situation and bring it to a state in which is more desirable for that specific flock. So we're looking, and again, with Galleon, we're not looking only specifically into nutritional alternatives. We could also make suggestions on changes in management and things like that. So it's not specific to nutrition. So we can help the customers make a better informed decision by giving a snapshot of what's happening or even over time. It doesn't have to be just one time point that we are making this evaluation. And then based on that, give specific recommendations for that specific flock.